This is St. Louis Public Radio. David Crosby is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer twice over, honored for his work in the Byrds and folk rock supergroup Crosby, Stills & Nash. Crosby has battled drug abuse and serious health issues, but at 77, he's in a late career renaissance. He's released 4 albums in 5 years, with another on the way. Crosby plays Sheldon Concert Hall Wednesday. He's long been known for his political activism. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked David Crosby how he's seen the relationship change between popular music and political protest.
When we were doing it in the 60s, we didn't have the internet. So we were one of the main ways that people communicated with each other. And we had a really perfect fight song. We had Ohio. We need another one of those. We need an Ohio or a We Shall Overcome. We need a fight song because we're going to be in the street. We're going to have to be in the street. We're going to have to try to save the country. Right now, it's in real trouble.
Your career has been defined by collaboration, but we also hear that you're difficult to be in a band with. So how do those two things go together?
I've noticed that all the people in the bands that I used to be in don't really like me anymore. And I guess they have reasons. Some of it's just gritting the gears because in CSNY, we were always very unkind to each other. All of us were. Everybody did awful things to each other. Some of it's jealousy. I think they haven't been doing the kind of work that they're capable of, and so they're pissed that I am, or something like that. But I don't worry about it, man. I can't fix it. I can't change it. What I can do is try to do better now.
Yeah, now you are working with a whole new group of collaborators, a younger generation of musicians. What does that bring out of you?
So it brings a ton of joy and new energy. Everybody in both bands writes songs. That's very inspiring, man. They're all younger than I am, and I have to paddle faster to keep up, which is really good for me. And it inspires a lot of music.
Amid all that new music, on your latest record, there's a new arrangement of Joni Mitchell's Woodstock, which, of course, a lot of people associate with the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young version from 1970. How did that wind up on there?
First time we sang it live to an audience, they started applauding as soon as we hit the chorus, and they heard that 4 part on the chorus.
We are stardust, golden, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden.
They started applauding in the middle of the song. So we looked at each other and said, oh, golly, okay. It became a standard of ours, and we couldn't resist putting it on the record.
There's a documentary about your life that premiered at Sundance Film Festival this year. You've said you don't like to look back too much, so what emotions came up as you watched that?
Grief over the loss of my girlfriend, Christine, when it got killed. Still makes me want to cry every time I think about it. Sadness over people that I hurt, and there were some. Joy over the incredible people and experiences that I've had. It's a lot. It's a very emotional thing. It's cathartic in the sense that I get to take it out, look at it, and then I can set it down and walk away. But there's some stuff you never walk away.
Do you have survivor's guilt in a way?
A little, yeah. Some. I mean, it's puzzling. There's a bunch of people who were doing the same thing I was doing. I always think of Cass, and I always think of Jimmy, and I always think of Janis, all three of whom are very close friends of mine, and all three died the same way, and I didn't.
I've been thinking about dying, how to do it well, how to stand up and face it, or just lie where I fell.
Finally, David, one of your brand new songs that sounds very personal is one called Your Own Ride. What can you tell me about that song?
That's a set of words I wrote to and about my son Django when he was about 12.
I will be there beside you, child. Your own ride. You will ride with me.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin speaking with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer David Crosby.